We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Lydia Nazarova. It's Friday, April 12, 2024. The principal of Champaign's Booker T. Washington STEM Academy resigned this week. Jamie Rountree was principal for the last 5 years and had worked with the Champaign School District since the late 90s. The resignation is rapidly connected to a discrimination lawsuit filed by the district's former assistant principal, Rebecca Remy. Remy was reassigned to an administrative position outside of the STEM Academy, which she alleges was due to her sexual orientation. The district has not formally accepted his resignation as of Thursday. The University of Illinois has dropped its investigation into the rape allegations against Terrence Shannon Jr. and has decided not to take disciplinary action against him. On April 5th, the university sent a letter to Shannon informing him that due to insufficient evidence placing him in violation of the student code, they will be dropping the investigation. In return, Shannon has also dropped his lawsuit against the university following his suspension from the Illinois men's basketball team. The university did note, however, that if more evidence comes into light, the investigation could be reopened. This change does not affect his criminal status in Kansas, as he is due back in court on May 10th. Tre' White committed to the Illinois men's basketball team for the 2024-2025 season. The former Louisville guard is an additional transfer after Illinois' latest addition, Jake Davis. Coming in at 210 pounds, the 6'7" player left the 2023-2024 basketball season averaging at 12.3 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. White will join the Illini, having shot 46% from the field and 75% from the free throw line, reflecting his skill at this point in his career. Residents across central Illinois are donating their glasses to be reused for the August solar eclipse in the southern hemisphere. Greener Goods, a Champaign-based business, is encouraging people to drop off solar glasses at their store on 110 South Neal Street. Parkland College is also collecting glasses, and they will go to the nonprofit Astronomers Without Borders. Outside Champaign-Urbana, Villas of Holly Brook and the Madison School District have been collecting glasses to go to another nonprofit called Eclipse Glasses USA. Following the solar eclipse on Monday, local businesses in Champaign saw an increase in visitors. The event caused highway traffic to get blocked up, leading many people to visit the downtown Champaign area and explore the nearby businesses. One of the businesses that gained a lot of traction was the Rebuy, found on South Neal Street, who saw more customers as a result of the eclipse. They even had people in their parking lot watching the eclipse occur. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Suzette Murillo, Joaquim Amale Macias, Nicholas Taracho, Peter Dera, and Emily Huffman. Our deputy news director is Elissa Eaton, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPG News, I'm Lily Nazarva.